The landing distance graph is shown in Figure 38. This is used in the same manner as the takeoff graph. There's another type of landing distance table shown in Figure 39, but I found no references to Figure 39 in this year's question bank. So let's use a problem from the landing distance graph, Figure 38. The pressure altitude is 4,000 feet, the headwind is 10 knots, and the temperature is 90 degrees Fahrenheit. Determine the total distance required to land over a 50-foot obstacle. You'd enter Figure 38 at the point where the vertical 90-degree Fahrenheit line intersects the 4,000-foot pressure altitude line. From there, proceed to the right to the first vertical reference line. From there, proceed down and to the right to the 2,800-pound line, keeping the same proportion between the lines. From that point, proceed to the right to the intersection of the second vertical reference line. Since there's a 10-knot headwind component, go downward and to the right, keeping the same proportion between the lines, to the vertical line representing 10 knots. From that point, proceed to the right to the intersection of the third vertical reference line. And finally, go upward to the right, keeping the same proportion between the lines, and follow the diagonal line for the 50-foot obstacle. Then continue to read the landing distance, approximately 1,775 feet.